CliffCentral.com.
Let's get into Warren Holstein. He is in America, and let's find out what's happened. The Republican National Convention took place. Of course, this is Donald Trump's moment, where he actually officially gets the Republican nomination for president. Warren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, it's currently taking place right now. It's a real fuck fest.
All right. Now, let's just explain to people who don't know what this is. This is where the party, the whole Republican Party, gets together and they endorse their candidate for president.
They try to get the most prestigious speakers they can.
Right.
It hasn't worked out so well from here. I'm going to give you a partial list of his speakers. One of the big ones is Scott Baio, which you might know as Chachi from Happy Days, or that guy that fucked all the young girls on Charles in Charge. he has Tiffany Trump, Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, Melania Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, the ghosts of Saddam Hussein and Muammar Gaddafi, hologram Hitler, and Voldemort.
Okay, that's quite a badass team.
That sounds great.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
So, how many of his children did he get to speak for him?
It's let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The only one that is not speaking for him is Barron, and I think he's beating up a nerd at prep school.
Right, so the whole Trump family had to turn out because he couldn't get anyone outside the family to speak for him.
He couldn't get anyone big, and then even like Ivanka Trump, her rabbi just backed out of delivering a prayer there.
Oh, wow.
But Donald said it was fine and issued him a, quote, sheriff's badge.
Wow. Oh, wow. All right, now listen, I heard that Antonio Sabato Jr., who's like a washed-up soap star, was the guy who opened up the RNC.
Yeah, they had him. I don't know if it was he opened it up or I was catching up on my Netflix, but they also had one of the guys from Duck Dynasty was there.
Oh, no.
Oh, fucking, God help us.
It's fucking ridiculous. Everything's ridiculous about it. Their platform is ridiculous. They actually just declared that pornography is a national public health crisis.
I saw
which
that.
Only makes sense. That only makes sense if a Zika mosquito bites you on your exposed genitalia.
Dude, is that true that they actually think that porn is a national health crisis?
Yeah, this is the Republican Party. That's traditional GOP bullshit.
Oh, my God,
bullshit.
Wow.
And then the one person that they couldn't get was Sarah Palin, who said she's not attending there because Alaska is a long ways away. But it's okay because she can see the convention from her house.
She'll never live that down. Seeing Russia from her front porch. Yeah, beautiful. Oh, man. All right. So Trump is the official nominee, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, the big deal is that he finally picked his running mate, Mike Pence, for vice president. Or I just thought it was that he would have someone to go tanning with. The only way he could have had a more orange nominee is if he picked Qbert. I mean, it's so bad that Melanoma has endorsed their candidacy.
What do we know about this Mike Pence dude?
Well, Mike Pence is so homophobic that he won't even sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas due to fear of the Yuletide gays. I have a little joke I tell about them, actually, now. I say Donald Trump and Mike Pence walk into a bar. Donald orders a glass of milk, and Mike orders all women to be obedient and submissive broodmares.
Oh, man.
Poor Chris Christie, though. He didn't even get a conciliatory Trump steak.
Shame. Chris Christie.
Yeah, bad news for Chris Christie and great news for the old country
and
buffet.
Chris Christie, apart from being very fat, is also the guy who he was hoping that he would get Trump's nomination for vice president. Now, do we have any idea who else is in Team Trump? Because I saw an interesting article about how the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal, ghost wrote it for Donald
Trump.
That's
a frightening article.
Isn't it scary? The guy who ghost wrote The Art of the Deal, which is Donald Trump's best-selling book, said that this guy is not as charming as he made him out to be in the book. He's actually a scary, nasty guy.
He said he's a sociopath, and he believes that he could be responsible for the end of the world as we know it.
Right. Now, what do we make of this?
I think it's pretty accurate. I mean, I think Trump is like, it's a case of It's like, it's not a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's like a wolf foaming at the mouth, like right there. Wow. And everyone's pretending that the emperor has no fucking clothing. I mean, this is a guy that praises, you know, dictators, you know, Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, the people that fought against the students of Tiananmen Square. He sided with the government. I mean, he's now saying that he admires Sauron's resolve and is rooting for the Night's King on Game of Thrones. I mean, how much... You have people reluctantly endorsing him, or they just had Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Dan Quayle actually just praised Donald Trump for picking Mike Pence, and that means a lot coming from a man who can't even spell potato.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. So listen, New York, how are you feeling about Hillary? Are you still happy about that?
Look, the way that I see it now is I was talking about this with my mother-in-law. She was an avid Bernie supporter, mm-hmm. and she's talking about supporting Jill Stein. And I'm like, you know, you have two choices right now. I mean, I think you vote for your country. I think your vote for. It's not for like self-expression. I mean, my grandfather escaped Nazi Germany. If right. he was here today, you know, he would be thrilled to see Jill Stein as a candidate, you know, a Jew on the ticket, but he'd fucking vote for Hillary in a heartbeat. I mean, this, right. you know, this guy is dangerous.
What about the fact that a lot of people are saying, well, Hillary is, you know, she's got her own problems and she's probably just a really, really ambitious career politician who won't do anything.
What else is new? I mean, but there's someone that plays by the rules, and then there's someone that says he's going to have the military do what he wants, and he's going to crack down on the free press. I mean, it doesn't get more obvious. He's telling us what he's going to do, and people are like, no, he can't. When he gets a balance of power, you know, dictators get democratically elected all the time, and then they do whatever the fuck they're going to do. And it's like right there in the open. He's not hiding it, you know, and everyone just keeps trying to pretend that it's not happening.
Look, the reason I bring it up is just because Hillary really is the best of bad choices. But, you know, she and Bill have got some shady dealings in their past as well, which I don't necessarily think a lot of people are thrilled about. And that includes people who are hardline Democrats who would have really much preferred Bernie.
Yeah, but it's like the difference between a bowl of rice and an all-you-can-eat buffet. Yeah. You know, it's just normal shit. She's been in political life for a long enough time. But Trump, it's like Trump, he has so many things going wrong that it actually works as cover for him. Because one controversy just covers up the other controversies. You just can't fucking process all of it.
Now, who else is likely to form an important part of the Republican Party going forward? I mean, is it going to be Donald Trump setting the rules for everybody? Because the Republicans have been steamrolled. There is no Republican Party anymore. It has been remade by Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what the question is right now. What's even scarier is so many people that were major people in other administrations don't want to have anything to do with him. They don't want to have their name tarnished. So he's really getting, it's like the B and C grade celebrities that he's getting to speak at his convention. He's going to be getting B and C grade people for his administration. You know, I mean, he just panders to the lowest common denominator. I say every time a terrorist attacks, Donald Trump gets its erection. I mean, he's just the worst. And then he's trying to make an appeal for Bernie voters. He's accusing Bernie of selling out. Which is weird coming from a guy who attaches his name to a shitty line of steaks, you know?
Right. Melania made a speech. Did you hear that?
I'm sure you were excited about that. You're the one that has wood for that, for her.
She's not a bad-looking woman. Apparently, she plagiarized quite a lot from Michelle Obama's speech a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah, but they probably don't count that because she's black.
All right, besides Trump, come on, there's got to be other stuff going on in America right now worthy of discussion. How many black people are the cops shot?
What'd you say?
How many black people have the cops been shooting?
Well, they actually made Iron Man a black teenage girl, which that would be convenient because now she can make suits for her friends and family to protect them for the police.
Jeez, man. It's pretty horrifying what's going on there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that was a big part. If you watched any of the convention, That was like also a big part of the convention, because the protesters have been, you have the Black Lives Matter, they're screaming Black Lives Matters. And then every one of the Trump supporters are chanting All Lives Matter. And then you have Trump chanting Only My Life Matters. But it's a great life. It's a wonderful life. It's the best life.
It's a tremendous life. Tremendous. Very, but, very
the
tremendous.
Big news that we had, some other news that we had here is 72-year-old Mick Jagger fertilized his 29-year-old wife.
Isn't that great?
Which, I think it's pretty amazing considering your sperm come with the instructions, please add water.
Love it.
All right. And then there's the Ghostbusters controversy. Did that get down to you guys?
No.
So they remade Ghostbusters here. It's a very big you've seen Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah, of course.
They remade it with women, right. And everyone's like, there are all these, men's rights activists, I guess. I don't know what they call themselves. People are really pissed. And what I say is it doesn't matter to me if the Ghostbusters are men or women. They're all still a bunch of living, breathing fascists who persecute free-roaming spirits. That's the way that I look at it.
All right, listen, Warren, we're out of time. Thanks, my man.
All right, thanks, Gareth.
Good to talk to you. Warren Holstein. CliffCentral.com.